Detroit native Reverend Robert Jones is a musician with a story to tell. Several stories, actually, that when paired with his guitar turn into songs of history and hope. WMUK's Aaron Williams spoke with the blues man about what it means to embrace your past and use it to educate and entertain.
When an employee finds themselves with idle hands and time to fill while at work, they might read a book, break out a crossword puzzle, or fall prey to Facebook scrolling. But Reverend Robert Jones found a different way to kill time.
I happen to be working as a board operator for an educational radio station in Detroit. What I basically did is to keep myself sane as I would bring my guitar into the studio and just sort of practice. And I realize now that that was a blessing because I worked there for 4 years and I had 4 years of paid practice.
Fast forward 30 years later, and the minister has turned his paid training into a separate career as a blues musician and storyteller. It might seem odd to some that a reverend has a side hobby performing blues music.
Conecuh County, Alabama, 1925. Will Cunningham rode into town to get his week supplies.
Ultimately, it's about, you know, feeling. It's about disappointment, joy, frustrations, all that kind of stuff. When you think about it in that broader sense, then it's not as crazy to have a preacher playing or singing the blues as you might think at first blush.
Born and raised in Detroit, Jones's first music memory came from his grandmother, whose record collection included music from guitarist Brownie McGee and harmonica player Sonny Terry. Jones began booking his first shows in the mid-80s and played secular blues for around 20 years before he became a full-time pastor in 2003. The move forced him to shift from playing secular to spiritual music. The change also appealed to his wife Bernice, who performed separately as a gospel singer. With his new holy blues perspective, they joined forces and have been performing together ever since.
I'm not the first person who sort of fell into the blues and then was called to the ministry. Probably because of that, my wife was like, oh, I'm interested in that. She's like sort of my secret weapon when she's around. She's a powerful singer, and it's really fun to be able to perform with your significant other.
In addition to performing gospel on stage, Jones also tells stories about his ancestors and family. He also leads educational workshops and travels to storytelling festivals around the country. In Arnesia's song, he writes about his grandmother's choice to move from Alabama to Detroit and what lessons she passed on to her family.
In 49, Arnesia left for Detroit to see the poor man's fabled promised land. She sold whiskey to the workers in the bottoms. She put her problems all in Jesus' hands.
It all fits in with Jones's message of delivering comfort, education, and inspiration through his talents, all while fitting in with the base of what it means to play blues music.
I like that idea of sort of bringing stories, bringing personalities that have been influential to me, bringing all those people with. That's what we try to have happen when we do a show. The idea that you have a person sitting there playing an instrument, telling your story, singing your song, and you're part of that experience is a really wonderful and intimate kind of experience. And I find it inspiring, and I hope other people do.
Jones will perform at the Kalamazoo Public Library March 19th. For more information, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Aaron Williams.
And no movies were ever done about her. Ain't no history book will ever hold.